Space, the final frontier.
We have liftoff.
Computer, you will not address me in that manner. Compute.
Computed, dear.
Hey, everybody. We are back on a special Tuesday edition of the Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. The crowd is going wild. This is your boy, as usual, Space Mountain. You can follow me on Twitter at SPCMTN.
What you want me to do? I'm sorry. I'm back at Novocaine 007. We here.
And your music's playing because we got the sound.
And we got the music, man. It's going to be a good day.
That's why we're doing this show. We was going to plan in this big show where we needed to play music and shit. So we couldn't do it because the equipment's messing up. So we had to go out, get some new equipment. We're trying to get good sound quality for you folks there at home. So hopefully this show ends up good and y'all enjoy it and all that good stuff. So, rest of the business. You can find our show on Facebook. Come like us. We're nice guys. We deserve to be liked.
Real nice guys. We making moves.
You like us. You really like us. You know. Like, yeah. We're trying to win awards over here, too. We trying to shine. We trying to eat.
And then we trying to all eat, man.
Trying to eat off this podcast and gonna like us somewhere in outer space. Facebook fan page, go hit like, tell your friends, tell your mama. We gonna find you. Yeah, we gonna find you. Shout out to Antoine Dawson. Also, you can go to the blog at somewhere in outer space blog.blogspot.com, and hopefully if I'm not busy at work and stuff, I can work on a new blog. I haven't had no inspiration. So
we had off there discussion. I think you could blog about that.
People don't want to hear about me.
It's you.
Steroids. Yeah, that is true.
But it's like, we expect that from you because you that opposite of the argument. Like, nah.
I should write a blog about how Babe Ruth should have an asterisk on his home run records and stuff. And Ty Cobb, old punk ass. You know Ty Cobb was racist as shit, too.
It sounded like a racist name.
He sounded like he wore a hood and wore his horse rode a hood and his wife wore a hood and his kid wore a hood and they burned crosses in people's yards. But I can't prove that for sure. So it's all alleged. Allegedly, Ty Cobb was a racist. But I believe history has shown that. Just like history has shown that Martin Luther King is an adulterer, but people don't want to realize that.
I keep ignoring that fact.
I keep arguing like, no, he wasn't. He was a great man. He was a great man. He still was fucking other women. I mean, you can't. He was a rock star of the civil rights movement. He's like Mick Jagger. He's like Mick Jagger of the civil rights movement. Of course, he was getting some trim.
Jesse Jackson, all salty.
Had Ralph Abernathy out there getting the leftovers and stuff. They was in there getting it in them hotel rooms.
Man,
they don't really want to say that's what really happened on that balcony. It was a jealous. It was a jealous husband that came through. Pop, 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 pop.
Do that. It would be cool, and then you'd be going left field with it. Like,
are you? Also, you can go to Podomatic, subscribe to the show, and you'll get the updates when we send it out. You could also email the show at the somewhere in outer space at gmail.com. That's our email address. Email us, interact with us, all that good stuff. Follow us both on Twitter. We shouted out our Twitter names earlier. I'm at SPCMTN, that's Space Mountain abbreviated. That is at Novocaine 007. You can find him on Twitter. He might not tweet you, but you can find him on Twitter.
I'm there, you know.
He's somewhere in the Twitterverse. He's somewhere out there. I ain't been on my Twitter game like I should be either.
We got the iTunes still, right?
We still on iTunes. Go subscribe. Leave a 5-star review. Tell us how much you like the show. Tell us how much we suck and you think I'm a crazy, insensitive bastard or, you know, whatever people out there say about me. And we still on Stitcher. Go check us out on Stitcher. I checked us out on Stitcher because I listen to all podcasts on Stitcher. I listen to so many podcasts on Stitcher that my iTunes doesn't update my podcast feeds anymore. Wow. Because it says I don't listen to podcasts. I haven't listened to any of these downloaded podcasts. So I need to go listen to podcasts that aren't on Stitcher on iTunes so those can still update. Today's show, what's beef?
What is beef? It's not what's for dinner.
Well, I had some
ground beef.
Yeah, I had some pot roast for dinner, so I guess it was what's for dinner.
Right.
But we're going to go through some of the most, our favorite, and some of the most famous hip-hop battles or beefs. And we're going to listen to the beefs, and we're going to listen to the disses and judge, like, if we were there in this moment, how we would have reacted when this dropped.
Yeah.
So the first one, I think one of the most significant hip hop beefs, especially if you're from New York, I say it's one of the most significant hip hop beefs, not because like you can say a Kumo D, Busy B, when you just seen the contrast of how rap was and how it was going to be.
Right.
This was about the origin of hip hop. So if you don't know what we're talking about, then I don't even know why you're listening to this show.
Right.
Because this is a hip-hop podcast, so we assume you know something about hip-hop. But this beef is the famous Queensbridge, South Bronx beef between KRS-One, and MC Sand and the Juice Crew. So this whole... Why do you think this whole beef started off? I mean, we probably all seen beef, so we can elaborate what they said.
Karis was saying like he heard MC Shan on the Queensbridge song.
Yeah, said.
I like to tell the story again and again about how it started way back. Basically saying like hip hop, or he thought he was saying hip hop started in Queens. Mm-hmm. MC Shan comes out and says that's not what he was saying. He was just saying where I'm from.
And KRS has since come out and said that he really was just mad because DJ Magic.
Yeah.
DJ Magic did stay record and wouldn't play it, and it's like he wouldn't even give us the time of day.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. So then he was like, I'm better than MC Shan. I'm better than the Juice
MC Crew. Shan's garbage.
MC Shan might be a bit garbage, but you know.
I was rolling when he said that, but yeah.
But yeah, so let's say we two young kids. We in New York. Let's say we in Harlem, because I don't even know if Harlem really was affiliated with anyone. So we can be bipartisan as we need to be about this beef. And we on this, like, MC Shan drops this song. Like, you know, just a song, new single. Somebody rap on a beat like this now.
You love to hear the story again and again of how it all got started way back when. The monument is right in your face. Sit and listen for a while to the name of the place.
The Bridge.
Hip hop was set out in the dark. They used to do it out in the park. Every place they said his name, it rang in along. Otherwise known as Mean T-Tong.
So basically that beginning of the song sparked the beef between MC Shan and KRS-One.
But doesn't he do, he does South Bronx next though.
Yeah, he did South then. So let's say you just heard that on the radio.
I heard
it. Is it a diss?
Nah, like I'm thinking I'm just rocking. It's a cool song, the bridge, whatever.
The bridge.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
I mean, we from Harlem, so you like, we fuck them niggas, yeah. You know. You mad.
But yeah.
Like, we hanging out with Cameron and Dame and shit, Young Fresh to Death.
So, yeah, I'm on the corner of 140th and Lenox Ave, put this on my Walkman. Like, it was good.
Back then, this was a cool song. This was a nice hip hop hit. So KRS, way in somewhere in South Bronx, got it in his mind that somebody's dissing him because, you know, that's what KRS and Scott LaRocca, that's how they wrote, I guess. So he comes out with the South Bronx diss. If it loads. There we go. So yeah. Now you this comes out.
Yo, what's up, Blastmaster KRS-One? This jam is kicking. Word. Yo, what up, D-Nice?
Yo, what's up, Scott LaRock?
Yo, man, we chilling. This funky fresh jam.
It was a long time I didn't know what the hell happened to Scott LaRock until somebody said he died.
That's a long time for me, too.
We have to tell you a little story about where we come from. South Bronx.
South Bronx.
Many people tell me this style is terrific. It is kind of different, but let's get specific. KRS-One specialized in music. I'll only use this type of style when I choose it. Party people in a place to be. KRS-One attacked. You got dropped off MCA because the rhymes you wrote was whack.
Whack. And that was a shot too, because MC Sand got dropped from MCA.
I was figuring, man.
Yeah. Why he shooting so many shots?
I'd play this. I know how they were saying, like, they played the records the whole night. Yes. Yeah, if I'm hearing it, he is going in. For it to be, what's this, 86? He is going in.
He's going in. Like a motherfucker. He's going in. So to ride a little bit more.
You set up for a pebble, not a stone like a rebel. KRS-One is the holder of a boulder. Money folder. You want a fresh style? Let me show you. Now, way back in the days when hip hop.
This beat was hot garbage, though. Hot garbage. Hot garbage. Where was the production value, Scott LaRock?
It's got to be a better way to hear our music. God
damn. So, MC Shan is like, nigga, what the fuck? What did I do to get this type of malice in my life?
Biggest mistake he made.
He comes back with a hip hop. This that I don't know if you really even registered.
What did kill that noise?
Yeah, kill that noise. So kill, like, this is MC Sin's response to the South Bronx, which was probably like the hottest record on the streets after it came out. Like, everybody was blessed. And I really think MC Sin could have just, he should have just walked away.
Yeah,
he should just walk. He wasn't dissing. He should have pulled a Drake, said a subliminal shot, and just walked away.
But I mean, this is kind of fairly new in hip hop. So it is competitive. Like, some people are naturally competitive. They just.
Yeah, I know. People are competitive. Well, we can talk over this. You know, warning. Intro.
Right. But. And that's just the nature of it. That's like if we, you know, we do athletes, we play basketball, you come and tell me you're going to beat me. It's like, nah, let's play. Like, the challenge.
Have MC Shan ever heard his rap, though? That's my question. What if he hears this?
He gonna be mad as shit.
Yes, you said you cannot rap, sir.
Garbage, man. He gives you like 40 bars for the hook coming in.
Kill that noise, motherfucker. That just sound like it went there. Yeah, I can't. So
basically, it says South Bronx.
I would have done that in real life. And like, I would have heard that. Then threw it out the wall.
Yes.
Threw it out the boombox.
Then we get the ether track.
Yeah, then, so like I said, he shouldn't respond. Because he had nothing on the level of The Bridge Is Over. Because The Bridge Is Over, he dissed everybody in the Juice Crew. He dissed motherfuckers that wasn't even a part of the Juice Crew. Like, he dissed Roxanne Shanté. He dissed Marley Marr. He dissed everybody.
it's just this like one line, couple lines in this song. It's just, it's a rap. Like, we ain't even gotta play the hook, man.
Here it come. This, and this beat is hot.
Yes, he stepped it up. He got a little money in his pocket. You can tell the come up.
Yeah, after he was performing South Bronx every night, he got some money to get a real beat.
That's it. The bridge is over. 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 You see me coming in, he dance with the slippers and see ya. Down with the sound called BDP. If you want to join the crew, well, you must see me. You can't sound like Shan or the one Marley. Because Shan and Marley Marley, my rhyming like the gay. Picking up the mic.
And see how he switched his rhyme flow like South Bronx. Saying lies like that, man, you know them cowards. He's a real rap. Tell them again, me come to tell them again. Quah! Tell them again, me come to tell them again. Tell them again, me come to tell them again. Quah! Tell them again, me come to tell them. Manhattan keeps on making it. Brooklyn keeps on taking it. Bronx keeps creating it. And Queens keeps on faking it.
It's a rap after that.
This is the moment in a freestyle battle where you just put your hand on your head and you're like, oh, this nigga done killed the son. Ah, my God. And that's how I would have did if I was back in the day. And don't think that, you know, because we're going with who won on this one, that we're going to go with everyone who won on, on all of them. Because I can tell you, we're going to get to one in particular that I am not.
And I got one that was like, oh, I was riding with somebody and they didn't win. It was a rap.
You should knew that.
Yeah. But like, even after all this, like this one, but he really bodied this dude. Like, you hear nothing. His last album came out in 91. After this.
He said Roxanne Shanté is only good for the baby fucking.
Yeah.
Woo! She came back hard though too. I heard from one of our fans, they was wondering if we were gonna get into female battles on this show, and I was like, yeah, probably not.
Who?
Like, that's what I said. Who? What significant rap battles? And not to say anything about the ladies, but Nicki Minaj battling Lil' Kim was not a battle, and Foxy Brown and who was the queen of the South?
It was like Kaya, Trina.
I'm not about to listen to Kaya for free. Like, if y'all want me to listen to Kaya, y'all gotta pay me, son. That fucking, like, the only Kaya song I might listen to is My Neck and My Back, just because that was like one of the hits back in the day, and it'll take me back to when I was in school when our little trifling girls were singing it.
Right.
But no, I'm not listening to that.
But so with the consensus, we both agree MC Shan called a body and never really resurrected his career after that.
Yeah.
His last album came out in 91.
Mm-hmm.
And KRS-One went on to be one of the greater MCs. I'm really not a fan of him, but I was a fan of this song, these songs right here.
Yeah. What does it take to be number one? We're going to get on that one later.
You're so old, you need a rapper's pension.
That was funny. Said he's so old, he didn't need a rapper's pension. Shit, now they're going to need one in a minute, too.
Right.
Now they're going to need a rapper's pension. Keep putting out these bricks.
So who we got next?
We got your boys. Your boys, Chamillionaire and Mike Jones. Now, you're going to have to talk about this.
Because
I don't consider this a real beef, but okay.
This beef basically started. Because
no one knew about it. Except if you listen to Houston Relevant.
The day the Mixtape Messiah came out, I'm like, oh, he went at Mike Jones. Beef basically started with like, Mike Jones, it was already the rift between Paul Wall and Chamillionaire coming. And Mike Jones was really the one gossiping who kind of caused some of this to happen.
Stay flossing.
So he was running back saying like, oh, Cam said this or Paul said that and this and that. And then he was talking down like he was rapping with Magnificent while he was in Swiss House. And he was sitting there talking down to Chamillionaire about Magnificent. But then come to find out when Chamillionaire was talking to him, that's not really what happened. Mm-hmm. So basically he was just running around faking on everybody. So then you get Mixtape Messiah. Like,
And what this? What was like?
You want the no problems?
No problems. This.
Yeah.
But keep talking about. Like,
oh, I didn't know, but yeah. So,
I just needed to know the name.
Anyway, you get the no problems. This and then. Which it was like, okay, that's why, because Mike Jones said he was jealous of him, and that's why he was dissing, and he had the hotter name in the streets, and he was like, yeah, he did, and like niggas got tired of hearing it, because after he put out and started saying Dyke Jones, well, nobody checked for Mike Jones no more after that, and then basically,
I don't think nobody was checking for Mike Jones because Still Tipping wasn't hot anymore. I don't think it had anything.
Even like before that, because they was beefing like before that even took off, and then people got on Mike Jones.
And no problem was Chameleon there, right?
Yeah. But then the Underground was like, nah, I'm not rocking with Mike Jones. And then, like, he was doing the same stuff with Trey the Truth and, like, Zeroing at the Ozone Awards. Trey seen him and punched him in the face. Like, you can go on YouTube and watch, like...
Zero?
Trey, not Zero. Oh. But he was doing the same stuff with, like, Trey and Zero running around saying he was the best in the city and just all this other stuff. And then when Trey seen him at the awards, punched him in the face. You can go see, like, his nose all busted up. So, picture the pussy-ass nigga pistol whipping me in a dream and wake up thanking me for waking you out your misery.
No sympathy, no symphony.
I'm just mad that you put out all them songs, man. Let it go. And he was at a, like, he was at an angry state, too, because this millionaire, because, like, he started beefing with Paul Wall, and, like, he was just putting out angry music.
When are we going to get the Paul Wall Millionaire
album? They said they ain't putting another one out.
Why? Like, nobody wants to hear them separate.
They said they can't, they don't want to recreate something that was classic or something. They were saying, they went on tour together, though, right? I'm still checking for Camino. I actually just got his new EP. Yeah, I'm just mad because
no one else has it.
It was so talk to him. I'm listening, like, you know, being like one of the only people listening to Millionaire before he blew up. Now, who your favorite rapper? Millionaire, who's that? So then I got to sit here and explain. Then he blows up and I'm like, Millionaire, nice and da da da, and then you just disappear. And now they're gonna be like, what happened to that Rotten Dirty guy? Like, you are now referred to as the Rotten Dirty dude. Like,
he's a one hit wonder. You know, you're one hit wonder. Weird out the.
A parody of you. But, like, you make great music, and that's the problem. Like, his catalog is so big, but that's basically the beef. They squashed it finally.
Thought they did.
Yeah, they squashed it like maybe 2-3 years after that. Even after all the songs.
It took 2 or 3 years from after squash all the squash.
Yeah.
Really?
So, all right, then I was riding with Chameleon. Now I'm riding with Chameleon, and Chameleon bodied him. Like, he. Like,
well, was it really hard? You had a nigga whose rap was like 281-330-8000. Hit Mike Jones up on the low because Mike Jones about to blow. What you say? 281-330-8000. Hit Mike Jones up on the low because Mike Jones about to blow. Chill. 281-330-8004, baby.
Oh, man.
American Dream. It's coming.
Mike Jones.
In 15 years.
The most non-rapper rapping in Houston history.
Is that really like how many good rappers are there in Houston? Any damn one.
You get Scarface.
How many?
You get
like how
Bundy. You get Chameleonaire.
You better not say Pimp C.
No, Pimp C just, man, he produced good music and he could sing. Like, his rap was questionable, but he was just so animated, I ride with it.
All we do is I would fall at his stall. I ride with Pimp C. They make good music. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes it don't matter if you can rap.
Right.
Like, if you got, like, intricate Jay-Z, Nas type rhymes.
But I ain't gonna come and be like, Pimp C, top 5 best rapper. No. That's not the case. Like
Mike Jones. What if somebody came and he said Mike Jones, top 5?
I'm gonna punch him.
You gonna punch him if they say that?
Mike Jones. Again, the most non-rapper rapping Houston history. Like, really?
Which I don't think is really that hard, because it wasn't like other people in Houston were just extremely better.
Yeah.
So, your boy, another one of your boys in the next diss. Flip.
Who they want?
Flip.
Man. All right. Because we all seen beef and seen how this supposedly started. That T.I. was mad that Flip didn't let him on the Game Over remix. And then T.I.'s like, Flip is sneak dissing while he in jail, talking about he the real king of the South. And y'all gonna tell Flip I said game over. So then they say, Flip say that he tried to go back to the stage when T.I. called him out and did welcome back, but the security whatever wouldn't let him. And then he told him, nah, come on out, dissed him whatever. Then he's like, Flip went all the way to London, did the lean back diss, which he was freestyling or whatever, which wasn't all that good. And then you get down with the King mixtape, and it was a rap.
Like, let's go with the song that originally started this whole beat.
I'm like, man. Because I wouldn't even like T.I. was.
See, cool. I was going to mess with you, and I was going to play Sunshine.
But then.
Well, I guess this was the song that sparked the remix. And Flip, T.I.'s boy wanted him to be on the remix.
Yeah.
Because he produced it, and then all that BS happened.
Who they want?
Chips. This was my song.
This was, nah, I'm like, I see you, Flip.
So, who officially dissed who first? Like, did off on record? Like, wasn't it
T.I.?
T.I. dissed him with the welcome back. That's how I thought it was.
Yeah, he dissed him.
So, let's say we young kids in Atlanta, we got our Jabos on.
Right.
We leaning with it, rocking with it. We talking real country, just came from the Waffle House. We going to the birthday bash, and we hear T.I.'s back. He out of jail, son. He out of jail.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know, because, like, it's, if I'm living in Atlanta, I'm, like, just T.I. from the, it's going to be T.I. Like, but outside of it. But I know
people in Atlanta was riding for, they were riding for Flip.
Well, maybe now, like, it's, like, since then it's changed, but, like, T.I. is that dude, like, in Atlanta. Like, people love T.I., but I would have been riding with Flip. I was riding with Flip then. Like, hey, Flip that dude. Hopefully he come and say some stuff. I'm still hoping for the old Flip that could actually rap.
What's that, like a Flip that he, like when he's in 7th grade? I've never heard a Flip that
didn't
rap.
Show up.
I've never heard
used to be saying some slicks. I ain't saying he was like, oh, he top 5, but it was better than when he got top his deal. 25. It was better than when he got his deal. I could rock to you.
Might buy the companies.
The by the house, by the block, by the boat, by the dock, sitting sideways, and I hop, watch the trunk still go pop. Like, he was going in. No. This is like 98. Like, that first album, The Leprechaun. And then, like, he summer jammed him. You let T.I. summer jam you, man. Come on, man.
Tell Lil Flip, bring your punk ass out.
Man. So, yeah, he took a, like, he also was beefing. You ain't hear nothing from Flip. He actually dropped one more album that I purchased and was absolutely
still buying Lil Flip, huh?
Mad about that I had got it in hopes that it might, I might get the Flip that I was looking for. Nope. Like, he looking bad, bro. It's this video he did with some chick. Like,
the low, Sunshine video?
Not that one. Low budget. Like how much they pay you to do that?
I guess he felt like, you know, that was his cue to take my crown as the king of the South, or to move in on my position since I was not to defend it, you know? And
people, wow.
You know, opening up his shows with, you know, who's the king of the South? And when my name was mentioned, and he would say, okay, T.I.P. But tell that cat I said game over, and he'd do his song and whatnot. You know, basically call himself shutting me down, feeling safe in my absence.
Bitch, shut the fuck up.
Look, you a bitch. You don't want to go toe-to-toe, blow-to-blow, I knock you.
This was the dance.
This is this. Is that the, they called me Flip. He had like 6-7 of them.
Let's play. Wasn't the West beat diss against
I don't know. That beat, that diss was terrible. Like, the most decent one was Lean Back. And that wasn't even all that.
Let's play Lean Back, since you said that's the most decent one. Because at this point, I hear T.I. I hear the story. I hear T.I. I'm riding with T.I.
I'm Flip. Like, you when it's over, looking back, T.I. body.
No, I'm talking about at the time I'm riding with Flip. I mean, T.I.
But I'm like, at that time, I'm a Flip fan. So, like, then I'm hearing the songs, like, man, T.I. getting you. Come on. You
hoping?
I'm at this point.
This is the way we ball.
I'm pulling for you.
And we like the flaws. Oh, my dime is lost.
You
I represent
problems.
That dirty, 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 dirty South. Everybody blades.
We finna get it cracking. Then you hear the flips in the building, 99 man. Problems from T.I. And then that's when it's officially over. Or then he does ATL. Then he drops one of his hottest albums, King, right after this, off this beat. And then he dropped, I don't even remember what it's called.
Dude, you're riding with though. Listen, I would have knocked your punk ass off the stage. You were 7 times telling what you care about a case. Yeah, you got out of jail early because you working with the state snitch. You a bitch. See, Flip probably could come out now. Like, see, I told y'all that nigga was working with the state, so. I should have known you was a snake when you was at the Source photo shoot. Just smiling in my face, trying to get on the Game Over remix, but I told you no, I only do tracks with niggas that I think dope, and niggas know, the streets I'm the hardest, so why in the fuck would I diss a go artist? I'm from the dirty, dirty, and I represent, I get here like the muff, me president, Southside,
you know, the fact that he put 30 bars in that one, like, trying to get on the Game Over remix, but I told you no, like, what?
That nigga was emotional, son. K in the heat, put your lane in your lap, your brain in your lap, I'm repping H-Town, I put the clove on the map, holla back. I got my 9 in my strap. Everybody, you better get the hell back. When Flip pops up, I leave your ass dropping dead. Southside, we on trip over blue and red.
But my thing is, I don't think he took him, like, as I knew it would have been bad if he would have went and tried to come out with some stuff. But it, like, he didn't even try. Like, you didn't take this man serious because he was a gold artist. Like, but ultimately, you got too cocky.
Yeah, like, Ross is a gold, like, not even a gold artist. I don't think niggas are just gonna run out and diss him either. Like, Flip was, he thought he was hot because he had that weak ass song.
He was putting out some of the best music at the time.
All right, so after hearing both disses, it's clear who the winner is.
Clear.
Plus, he got Summer Jam.
He did get Summer Jam.
Had people calling T.I. the Jay-Z of the South.
Had Scarface saying Flip ain't even
from on the phone. He said he ain't even on, never see him there. Why Scarface sound like a slave though?
But man, yeah,
I don't even be seeing him now.
It was up, like, T.I. took that convincingly. Like, I was like, oh wow, well, we know who I'm riding with now.
Oh, so you just switch allegiance because he lost one beef?
No, you didn't lose one beef and bounce back. Like, I can't ride with you if you're putting up more music out for it. Newsflash. Come on,
world?
Now.
I'm Sway, and this is what people love about hip-hop. It's the bravado fueled tradition of MCs
battling
out
with
words.
One of the best beats in the last 10 years.
It's been a part of
next.
The tradition of hip-hop.
I have to give it a
special introduction. And it's what helps sets rap
I
apart
you,
from other forms
even
of music.
Even like Sway,
so
you got this
hip-hop
or
a sports fan,
like
a pro wrestling fan, everybody loves a good grudge match, and for the next,
yeah, let's get
and does.
Shut up.
At that point, Jay-Z's finally acknowledged that.
Camp and QB's finest blew up on stage when Jay debuted the Takeover.
He starts doing the Takeover. No one knew.
Then does it brought out the best lyrically between Nas and Jay-Z.
It's a hell lyrically war right now.
I think Jay on top right now.
I'd like to hear some more.
Eat the joint.
Just how did this legend?
Oh, you remember
when I was
hot? When my quotation fingers, when people was doing that? Because your boy Ja Rule.
The long festering rivalry between Jay-Z's Rockefeller camp and QB's.
Yeah.
So what was the song that started this off? It was a Memphis Bleak song.
It was?
It was a Memphis Bleak.
Like, I don't know where I started.
Memphis
Bleak
says, like, he said some shit like, oh God. Memphis Bleak says some shit like a line like, if your lifestyle is written, blah, blah, blah. And we all know who Memphis Bleak's ghostwriter is. Like, best rapper alive. Best rapper ever. In my opinion. One of the best rappers.
Asterix, where's Eminem at?
We've already had this.
I'm just saying, like, we can't just keep Eminem is right there. Like,
we've already had.
If I say Eminem, there's no, like, I don't feel like anyone can be upset with that. Just like,
no, I mean, no, I can't be. Like, I'm not gonna
it's
be upset.
Either or.
If you say Eminem, I just, Jay's better. Jay can make any type of song. Eminem can't.
We got to get to it. I know the episode's coming because Eminem gives you diversity and you hate it. Like, you want him to throw his mom in the closet still. Like,
he doesn't. When did he give you diversity?
The recovery.
No, he did not, sir.
Yes, he did.
When?
He gave you different type of music. That's why you don't like it.
No, that's not why. I don't like it because... But, I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said he wasn't. It wasn't that good. It wasn't as good as.
That's a topic people for talking another about.
That's
day.
His best. That's his only hip hop album. That album was okay.
Nah, but we got to get back to the Jay-Z versus Nas. I don't really know how this started.
Because one of them had to be the best after Big died. Basically, that's what the whole nostalgia around it. And also, no, it really started because I was reading up on it today. I did my research for the show. Right. Research for the show. It started because Jay invited Nas to be on the Reason Without album.
Yeah.
Jay was supposed to, Nas was supposed to drop a verse. And, you know, Jay sampled Nas on
Dead Presidents.
And Jay was like, hey, man, why don't you come drop a verse? And they were supposed to sign the firm and all that stuff. Like, to Rockefeller. They never show up to the business meeting. Nas never drops a verse. So, you know, Jay and Dame, they egotist. Like, how this motherfucker gonna blow us off?
But shit. The Rock wasn't even, like, when Reasonable Doubt came out, The Rock wasn't even The Rock yet. They were still doing Priority. Like, it was Rockefeller, but they wasn't signing nobody. Like,
they was trying to sign Nas.
So,
he wanted them to drop a thing, on, and they was discussing signing the firm to Rockefeller. Not Nas specifically, but his group, the firm. And Nas and his people blew him off.
Yeah.
So I think Jay-Z was, you know, Jay-Z, he's salty.
And Dame back in the background hyping him up.
Yo, son! That nigga don't know us, son! And then he starts shaking his dice and shit.
So they turned that he blew him off.
Yeah, man. Nas blew him off. And then you start seeing the subliminal shots.
But by Jay or Nas?
By Jay. Like, Nas never really came out in this Jay. He just blew them all.
Yeah.
And Jay took it some kind of way. And Jay decided to diss him for it. I mean, like, first in subliminal ways where he sent shots through, like, the whole Memphis Bleak line. But then I guess, Prodigy from Mobb Deep came out and was like, nah, nigga, you talking about... you talking about my boy and blah blah blah. So he come out the woodworks on some whatever, like defending Nas, which makes Nas look soft anyway. And then he drops one of the best diss records that we will listen to in its entirety.
Come on, sir, not in its entirety.
In its entirety.
So we gonna listen to all of Ether?
Sure, if I got it on my okay.
What?
R-O-C, we running this rap shit. Memphis Bleak, we running this rap shit.
No, sir. No, sir. You heard what Game said. Throw Memphis Bleak a concert, watch everybody sleep through it. Chris and me, we running this rap shit. Take over, the break's over, nigga. God MC, me,
Jehovah. Hey, little soldier, you ain't let's just listen to these lines, sir. Strong for y'all. It's like bringing a knife to a gunfight, pin to a test, chest in a line of fire with your thin ass vest. You bringing them boys to men, them boys pull win. This is grown man B.I., get you rolled in the triage, B.I. Your reach ain't long enough, dunny. Your peeps ain't strong enough, fuck up. Rockefeller is the army, better get the Navy. Niggas will kidnap your baby, spit at your lady. Was he talking to anybody in that line? Or he just spitting hot lines? Was he talking about kidnapping Nas' baby? You know he did bust nuts on a baby seat. We used condoms on
him. I actually like Super Early better than this.
Super Early was like a better just like ride, bitch.
Have
but it was kind of like if Cameron was around, he probably was like, Jay, you mad though? You mad? You would hit him with that. He probably did, knowing Cameron the ignorant ass. You know, Jay mad though about that. Nah, it's a real thing. Like, hey, shut up, man. You know, when yeah. I was pushing weight back in 88, cold. I was a ballerina. I got your pictures, I seen you. Then you dropped. He dissed everybody. Well, probably you on some of this?
Basically, like, I know if I'm coming, you know, because I wasn't really on anything like that, whatever. So if I'm hearing this fresh out of school, I go home, I look on the TV, I hear this song we talking about, like, I just know the hype around it was so great when it came out. I'm like, ah, so I understand, like, why y'all say it's one of the better discs.
I just, like, super first with your whole album sold in the first week. That's Nas, he don't want it with hope. Everything he said about Nas is true. Everything is the truth. And this, and I'm gonna explain why. When they first was beefing, I automatically wrote with Nas. I did not like Jay-Z. I didn't think he was that good. Now, realizing how good Jay, if I realized how good Jay was then, not as I do now, I'd be like,
careers come to one end. It's only so long. Fake thugs can pretend. Nigga, you ain't live it. You witnessed it from your folks' pad. You scribbled in your notepad.
All this is true.
I showed you your first tech on tour with Large Professor. Then I heard your album about your tech on the dresser. So yeah, I sampled your voice. You was using it wrong.
You made it a hot line. I made it a hot song.
And you ain't get a coin, nigga. You would
say they ain't one of the best lines from the disc.
It's a hot line.
He said, and I know who I paid. I know who I paid.
Don't be the next contestant on that
summer jam screen. He told him he don't want nothing with hoes. He don't want it with hoes.
Just keep that between me and you, man. R-O-C, we running.
Yes, he don't want it with hoes.
We're gonna play. You can do all that you want to. All that.
This was all true. This is all true. This was all true.
You didn't care about that 2001. You just cared about who had the hotter song. Like,
this was hot, son.
And you going back.
Only reason it wasn't hot because I didn't like Jay-Z.
So then what happened?
It was a Jay-Z bias.
Then you get like
that. He turned it pop song.
In the acronym, like you were ether, like.
Yeah, he got ether on ether.
You heard Jay? I got stronger after ether. The Joneses can't keep up. Maybe my nigga Nas, but I got stronger after ether. Like, he even knew. Like, come on, man.
Damn. Forgot to do something. Let me see. Oh, yeah. It ain't over, motherfuckers.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Y'all motherfuckers ready for a WA? Well, get the fuck up!
But now, since he stepped the fuck off,
here's what they think about you. 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 Here's what they think about you.
Here's what they think about.
Here's what they think about. Here's what they think about.
Here's what they think about.
Here's what they think about.
Fuck all y'all.
Goddamn, I'm glad y'all set it off. Used to be hard, now you just wet and soft. First you was down with the AK. And now I see you on a video with Mitchell Lake, looking like straight bozos. I saw it coming, that's why I went solo. And kept on stomping, while y'all motherfuckers moved straight out of Compton. Living with the whites, one big house, and not another nigga in sight. I started off with too much cargo, dropped four niggas, now I'm making all the dough. White man just ruling. The niggas with attitudes, who you fooling? Y'all niggas just phony. I put that on my mama and my dead homies. Yellow boys on your team, so you're losing. Hey, yo, Dre, stick to producing. Calling me on a butt, you Benedict. Eazy-E saw your ass and went in it quick. You got jealous when I got my own company. But I'm trying to sound like American Most. You can yell all day, but you don't come close. Cause you know I'm the one that flow. You done ran 100 miles, but you still got one to go. With the L-E-N-C-H-M-O-B and your disgrace to CPT. Cause you're getting fucked out your green by a white boy with no Vaseline. A fuck about a punk ass villain. You're getting fucked real quick. An easy dick, it's nothing like MC Ren shit. Tried to tell you a year ago, but Willie D told me to let a hoe be a hoe, so I couldn't stop you from getting gay. Now let's play Big Bank, take Little Bank. Tried to diss Ice Cube, it wasn't worth it, cause the boomstick fixed your ass so perfect. Cut my hand, I cut them balls, cause I heard you like giving up the draws. Gang bang by your manager, fella, getting money out your ass like a motherfucking ready teller. Giving up the dollar bills. Now they got the villain with a purse and high heels. So don't believe what Ren say, cause he's going out like Tooth the Kid Tape. But I got a whip for you, Toby. Used to be my homie, now you act like you don't know me. It's a case of divide and conquer, cause you let a juke break up my crew. House nigga got a running high, yelling Compton, but you moved to Riverside. So don't front MC Ren, cause I remember when you drove a B210 as a motherfucking joke. Let you on the scene to back up the first team. It ain't my fault one nigga got smart and they ripping your asshole apart by taking your grin. Oh yeah, the villain does get fucked with no Vaseline. I never have dinner with the president. I never have dinner with the president. I never have dinner with the president. And when I see your ass again, I'll be hesitant. Now I think you a snitch. Throw a house nigga in a ditch. Half pipe, bitch. Fucking your homeboys, you little maggot. Easy E turn fag with your manager, fella. Fucking MC Ren, Dr. Dre, and yeah. But if they were smart as me, Easy E'll be hanging from a tree with no Vaseline. Just a match and a little bit of gasoline. Light him up, burn him up, flame on. So that Jerry Curl is gone. On a permanent vacation, off a massive plantation. Heard you both got the same bank account, dumb nigga. What you thinking about? Get rid of that devil real simple. Put a bullet in his temple. Cause you can't beat a nigga for life, crew. With a white dude telling you what to do. Pulling wolves with your scam. Now I gotta play the silence of the lamb. With a mission who's a punk too. Trying to fuck me, but I'd rather fuck you. Eric Mike, punk is always into something. Getting fucked at night by Mr. Shit Packer. Bend over for the goddamn cracker, no Vaseline. Motherfucking nose job having ass, motherfucking Jerry Curl like hell.
Jay-Z.
What's up, niggas? Hey, yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You? What?
Fuck Jay-Z.
You been on my dick, nigga.
You love my style,
nigga.
Jay-Z.
Fuck with your soul like ether.
Why did Nas come out and say, nigga, that's why I stood your punk ass up? Dude, you want to get on the fucking bum ass reason that album.
It's like an AIDS test. What's the results? Not positive.
Who's the best pop?
Ain't no. Like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
What's wrong with napalm?
Because you know it's hot.
How can Nas be garbage?
Nas is garbage, though. Can we? Hold on, we're going to pause it. Ain't Nas garbage?
Nas is a great lyricist.
Ain't, it's not. Nas, how can Nas be garbage?
Me.
Ain't Nas garbage?
He's not garbage.
Nas album dropped today. You getting it?
That doesn't mean it's garbage.
No. Are you getting it?
No.
That doesn't mean it's,
no.
Why? If it was the.
Because he bores me. He can spit.
Nas and Jay drop
I'm
an album.
Jay-Z's album before Nas. Jay
you
won
ain't
the
gonna
war.
Buy, you ain't even gonna Spotify Nas.
No, because Nas' music bores me.
That's
Nas
how Nas
is great,
can be garbage.
He's not garbage.
Yeah, he's garbage.
Because my definition
he's garbage
of,
in an entertaining sense, not in a lyrical sense. He's garbage. Right? You just was on the show last week.
I didn't say he was garbage. I said he bores me. He's a great
ain't
lyricist.
The whole point of making, being a
but
music,
it's not like it doesn't do something.
It
doesn't do something for me. He drops an album, I'm not buying it. You sit up here trying to put
he
words on my.
He ain't even had one hot album in the last 10 years.
Come on, man.
What happened to he can't even keep up with his own average?
Come on, man.
I'm just saying, like, you criticized my boy LeBron when he came out and scored, what, 8 points in the playoffs?
I'm saying, I sit here and
he ain't even get his average.
I sat here and said,
he ain't get his average though.
He doesn't, his music bores me and I'm not into it, but that doesn't mean he's not a great lyricist. So he's not garbage. Like, other people like it. I can see, I guess, a lot of other people. I don't like it. Like, but you can't try to discredit Ether, and that's what you're trying to do. Nah, man. Nah, so.
Will. Not.
Lose.
But he lost.
He won the battle.
He lost the war.
He lost the war? Yes, it's more important to win the war.
How many battles? How many battles did George Washington win? Like, what was his win-loss average?
Then they only win like one battle.
He won like two or three. George Washington, but he won the war. It don't matter about the battle.
At this point, like, you were only basing that off the next, what, 9-10 years. In 2001, no one foreseen how, because Nas still dropped like one of his highest selling albums after that, so nobody really seen who was gonna win the war. Yes, looking back, Jay got it. Even though I still think Jay-Z, like,
if I was dropped during this time and I like both Jay-Z and Nas, Nas spit his stuff better, but just like I told you on we was talking on Renegade, yeah, like if you just listen to Renegade, then Eminem's verse is better. But Jay was spitting bars.
Jay was spitting on Takeover.
Spitting.
Nas was spitting
and
better.
And it was all true.
I don't even really care for 2001-ish Jay because I don't like the way he rides most of those beats. Like, I didn't like how he was riding them. So, that's what it was. Like, Nas was flowing better.
Why he, like, don't do that. Like, all this.
Nah,
stuff. The best line he said, because
can we go to the next one?
This KZ and Cockefeller Records want to beef.
Because you trying to discredit one of the better diss songs. Glad to break bread with Come on, the guard. Man. Wearing jazz chains, no text, no cash, no cars, no jail bars, jigger. Don't be a, I know that's your boy. I rock with Jay too, but don't be a Jay-Z stand and try to just not even acknowledge. Like,
you 36 in the karate class, Tabo Ho, try to work it out.
Man. I'm trying to kick knowledge. Nah,
I'm trying to kick the shit you need to learn, though. He even responded. He said, what you trying to kick knowledge? Yeah. I give it Nas. It's not like I'm saying Nas got destroyed. I'm just saying, like, Base This and Super Ugly. I think Super Ugly was better than both of them. Like, it was better than Ether. Like, both of those put together were better than Ether. You said me and Iverson got something in common. You get it? We got something in common. Talking about hitting this girl, hitting this baby mama, putting condoms on the baby seat.
Oh, man. You know mustache having with whiskers like a rat compared to beans you whack. And your man sat on and made you take the blame. You ass went from jazz to hanging with Kane to Irv to Big. And Eminem murdered you on your own shit. You a dick rotted faggot. You love the attention. Queens niggas run you niggas. That was a cold one. That was the only thing he said true.
No,
dude. Come on.
That was one of the only things he said true. The Queens niggas run you niggas. Ask us to send your whole damn record label gunned up and clapped. We going to your boy next. I need you on jazz dick. I need a song. I need Cameron J.
Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. I wish they could just rip all the commentary off Swagger Jacker too, because he was just rolling. This beef is solely based on comedic value. Like, no way I was like, Cameron gonna win this. Like, this was solely just based on how funny Cameron is. But it all started basically that they were saying Jay got mad. This was around the rift between Dame and Jay, and Jay didn't want Cameron to be the VP of Rockefeller Records like Dame was trying to appoint him. So then they kind of had some issue over that.
Who the hell would want him to be the VP over everything? He went on Bill O'Reilly talking about, you man. Like, you can't be in the business, man.
They
can
put
like
him on. He was on 60 Minutes, too. Like, why does Cameron continue to be on him?
Because he is ignorant Negro number 7 and shit.
Man, I'm like, you making this look bad, bro.
That's your boy.
He's hilarious. Like, you were really like that. Like, that's just, I would want to hang out with Cameron.
That is not the right. There we go. Babe, we're using YouTube. It's kind of rough. Y'all know how it is. And I'm doing it on the iPad. So I can't have them preloaded.
Okay. First off, you a bitch, nigga. Only reason I'm doing this, I'ma just name five reasons real quick.
Got 150. Got 150.
First, you stole Rockefeller from Dan.
The fuck?
Now we gotta run it back.
I see. Cameron was like, fuck y'all niggas. Why did he play the whole thing?
Is that the whole song?
It's like 30 seconds. Nah, that can't be the whole damn song.
Yeah, it sounded like 4 minutes long. Come on, you don't do my boy Cameron like that. And he actually showed up, like, on the song. Like, he was actually trying to improve off of Holy Moly Rice-A-Roni. The pumps in the trunk or whatever.
This is a hard ass disc to find. Come on, man.
I find it all the time. Did you put in You Gotta Love It, Cameron, or Jay-Z disc?
Let me just put that in.
You gotta love it the way we get in this paper. And the dip set, because I don't found it.
Ah, 7 minutes. I don't know why it's not pulling up on me. Hold on. Let's see if this is it. Hello. Let's see if this is it. Hey, yo,
man. A-OK.
This is it.
I went down south and discovered some shit.
Now, that's slightly
Even if Jackson. This nigga do come back, I don't think he wrote nothing, ever.
That's one of my shits,
you like
too.
Mark McGuire on steroids, man. You hit a whole bunch of home runs.
We'll listen to that one next. We'll play it off your laptop.
Don't write shit. All right. Matter of fact, here go. I'm not a writer, I'm a writer for myself. Let's start at Biggie Small. All the stuff you jack for him. Let's go. I'm not a writer, I'm a writer. 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 I'm a writer.
In the system, ain't no telling how I fuck them when I diss them. That's what these hoes yelling. I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. Y'all still chase on, I'll replace on. When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling when I fuck them when I diss them. That's what they yelling. I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. Y'all be chasing, I'll replace on. I'm not a writer. Going blast, squeeze first, ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters act. Squeeze first, ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters act. Thou shalt not fuck with your C-popper. Feel a thousand deaths when I drop ya. Thou shalt not fuck with raw me or he. Face a thousand deaths. I'm not a writer, I'm a fighter. Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called Willie's thugs and rapadons. Your reign on the top was shorter than leprechauns. Quiet. Ain't no other kings in this rap thing, they siblings.
Nothing but my children.
God damn, this is ridiculous. We going on 10 minutes with just Biggie stuff on. I'm not a writer. Think about it while the streets you roam is dog cheese and Christie's in the fridge when you get home. Think about it while the streets you roam is dog pee and army in the fridge when you get home. I'm not a writer, I'm a writer. But I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, my flight lands at 9, my game's just for wild. Isn't this great? My flight leaves at 8, my flight lands at 9, my game's just for wild. Some rings and things you sing about,
bring them out.
It's hard to yell when the
barrel's in your mouth.
Bring them out.
Bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth.
On the road to riches and diamond rings, real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches.
He did have a lot of fucking
real niggas do real things.
I mean, you like Nas said. I guess that was another true thing. How many of various lines gonna come out your fat lips?
Alarm to 11, my DC women, bring it
minimums to condos with elevators in them.
Climb to a limit, my VA winning. Woke up with no low blinders, cause my condo with elevators in them. I'm not a writer, I'm a writer.
Rest in peace, Big. Please. I mean, God damn, no wonder a nigga retired. Ain't no more left to steal from Big. God damn.
He's stupid.
Let's move
that.
On to the next artist. Now let's go over to Snoop Dogg.
I'm not a writer, I'm a fighter. I'm not a writer, I'm a fighter.
The depths of the sea, back to the block. Snoop Doggy Dog, monkey at the dot. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane.
When the crap changes down at AC, back on the block, Jay-Z, motherfucker from the rock. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Brooklyn be the place where I serve them things.
Fighting lines like PSI and I am him. Slim with the tilted brim.
What's my motherfucking name? Oh, Cameron, thank you bad. Now wait till you bring out Tupac at the show.
Right.
And make it, they gonna shake hands. They gonna do a picture photo shoot.
Wow.
Him a hologram Tupac.
Jacka, swagger Jack. Let's go over to Slick Rick. He came out.
This is all the reason I played it this long.
Now in these times, well at least to me, there's a lot of people out here trying to sound like Ricky D. In these times, well at least to me, there's a lot of rappers out there trying to sound like Jay. So up we go, let the trumpets blow, and hold on because the driver of the mission is a pro, the ruler's back. So up we go, let the trumpets blow, and hold on because the driver of the mission is a pro, the ruler's back.
You been swagger jacking since 87.
Rockefeller is the army, better get the navy. I'm not a writer, I'm a fighter.
This is Big L now.
All I got for hoes is hard dick and bubble gum.
All I got for chicks, hard dick and bubble gum.
I'm not a writer, I'm a fighter.
I came to the fork in the road and went straight.
I drove by the fork in the road and went straight.
I'm not a writer, I'm a fighter.
All right, let's go to Rock Kim.
Competition is none. I remain at the top like the sun. And I burn whoever come in the chambers.
Fighting lines like
the competition is none. I remain at the top like the sun. And I burn whoever come in my chambers of torture.
I'm not a writer. I'm not a writer, I'm a writer.
All right, let's go to his new best friend,
Nas.
Play Tim's on my beats, make my cypher complete.
Now, so you gotta love it. His other diss.
I can't believe we spending this much fucking time on Cameron, though.
That's your boy, man.
First off, spoofity spoofy, move with the movies. I dump and I dump, I slump in the trunk. My car's like an elephant, trunk in the front. Stupid.
First, you stole Rockefeller from Dane. Second, you stole Kanye from Dane. Third,
how do you steal another man from a man? Where's the pause?
Hold on, turn the beat off. I had to turn the beat off for this. You talking about you an 80s baby. You 37 years old. You was born in 1968. And I opened the Daily News. How's the king of New York rocking sandals with jeans? Open toe sandals with chancletas with jeans on. How's the king of New York rocking sandals with jeans and he 42 years old? Back to business. You ain't the only one with big wallets.
You really seen, but your public. When they had the, Cameron's Touching the Knot video, mm-hmm. And they had the old Jay-Z, like the dude with some actors, like this old dude who was like walking around with him and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, they a fool for that. But yeah, I have no, like, we all know who won, but.
Do we even need to hear Jay's no, response? You don't want to hear it?
I just wanted to do this because Cameron's comedic value, and he's somebody I want to hang out with in the future. He is a funny dude. Like, for real.
Like, when I see Rico from Paid in Full, I'm like, that's really how you are. Like, there was no acting required.
Good thing, because he can't fucking act.
Man. So, who's next?
Hold on, we got to play Jay's. We got to give Jay his shine.
Hustling. Every day I'm remix still lost.
Coming. Hustling real hard. Of course, Jay just hit him with a subliminal. I ain't even catch on to it until a few months ago. Oh, damn, he did respond to Cam'ron.
Who you haters think you talking to? I'm the fucking boss. White on white, G4, hater get lost. I'm in the air, I don't hear niggas
corny rap. The nigga hoes is back.
That nigga hoes is back. I got a honey bun. No, not a chick, I got a honey bun. Do you think I got a couple hundred of them? 99 pounds, brick, don't become a 101. Yes, you got 100 lives, murder, got 100. We don't resort to violence.
We're linen shorts and shades, take it off, take the sun.
You said this.
Polo top, linen shorts, so my balls don't get high.
Yeah. Hot Jay-Z. And it's also a Swagger Jacker that was put out over Cam'ron of all the stuff he stole from everybody.
Yeah. So, you can't do that unless...
As my boy 50 once said, you shouldn't throw stones and live in the glass house, and if you got a glass jaw, you should watch your mouth.
Cause I break your
face. Hey, your ass running, rumbling to the J. Going against me, dog. You making a mistake.
Man. So who's next?
Who is next? Speaking of 50,
change your
50 Cent in the game. This started over Game just being a general bitch ass nigga, I guess. I don't, like, Game was jealous because he couldn't do what he wanted to do.
That says some of the riff came because Game wasn't trying to diss, like Ja Rule and Fat Joe, and because 50 Cent went after them on Piggy Bank because they did the song with Ja Rule, so he went after Jadakiss, but Game was like, nah, I got respect for them, they've been in the game for a minute, whatever.
And he was he don't respect Jay,
but he's like, you went at the team, and actually he said he respected Jay, but when he first met Jay, he asked for some advice or whatever, like, what, how do I get some longevity or something, and Jay said, it doesn't really matter, most of you new niggas ain't gonna last anyway. So he was kind of salty about that.
Sound like he was right.
$5 million out the gate. Game still. Hey, you said it. I'm like, oh, where's the game? He's like, he still got the West Coast. Like,
no.
People
Kendrick
still.
Lamar got the West Coast.
Still rock with Game.
Kendrick Lamar got the West Coast.
People still rock with Game. And you'd be surprised. Who? Still,
who?
I still see it on the blog sites. Every time he drops something, it's like they downloading through the roof his stuff. Like, people still rock with the game. His last album was number one when it came out on the billboards.
Uh-huh. Coming up, I was confused. My mama kissing a girl. Confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing.
I just had to hear this song.
So after that,
this is when they was loving each other.
Yeah.
And what we listen to, 300 bars?
Not the whole thing, but I would play that for 50. Play that I'm Not Rich and Still Lying. Game this.
Cause which one you want to hear first?
Probably Game, I guess. Cause 50 is a fool.
This bitch and never come back if I could. Yeah, the love the underdogs on top. And I'm gonna shine, homie, until my heart stop. Go ahead, give it me. I'm that MVP, and I ain't going nowhere. So you can get to know.
Man, he's still spitting. Like,
he can't write a hook.
He still be spitting.
He can't write a hook.
I'm not saying I'm buying
it. And he drops names. This nigga. This
why? What is the big deal behind that? Like, why do people hate that so much?
Cause you can't. Can you spend 16 bars without dropping a name?
Yeah,
Game can't.
And Game playing like, how much?
I was. These hoes don't feel me. They call me Novocaine.
Yeah, he said. Because I was listening to the song he had with Kendrick Lamar earlier. He said, I got my Beats by Dre on, smoking on some Chronic. Like, I was like, that's pretty slick. But you do it all the time.
You do it all the time.
But I see, like, ain't he paying homage?
He's like, I'm sitting with Michael Phelps eating a bowl of Wheaties. We swimming in the Dolphins. Niggas trying to sign a treaty. Like, what, nigga? What?
Ain't he paying homage?
He said, I remember when I was 12 and I bought that Illmatic. Nas is a fool. He talking about hip-hop was dead. But hip-hop alive. Shout out to KRS-One and KRS beef with MC Shan. And MC Shan was like, nah, man. Like, that nigga spit a whole fucking verse and he drops everybody in rap's name.
But he could rap without like 300 bars in one. He was name dropping, but he had long segments when he was just spitting. Like, Game can rap.
Call the nigga names.
He said,
call him names, because that's what he drops, names.
He said his next album, he ain't gonna name drop.
If you had to come out and say you ain't gonna name drop.
One of his producers said Game's next album, he's not gonna name drop.
How is he gonna stop? What, he gonna beep it out? I don't think Game can write a whole song without it.
Isn't he paying homage? Isn't this like the same as Jay-Z quoting Biggie's lyrics?
Come on, sir, that's not the same.
He's paying homage to all the people.
Well, how is it different? When I grew up, I was listening to
Chill. Yeah, I know.
I was chilling, and then I bought this mixtape. It was from DJ Clue. And then I listened to The Breakfast Club. Ray J's a fool. Niggas want to get it snug. And I know niggas that like niggas. So watch out, Fab. But Fab's cool, because he just need a girl like P. Diddy. And P. Diddy, he in the city. And P. Diddy, he runs big. So, big so is notorious, not, just like me.
I don't need to hear you freestyle anymore.
I'm MVP. MVP. That's how he raps.
He be spitting. Like, he be going in.
Sir.
So Game don't be spitting now.
I'm not saying Game's not a good rapper.
All right. Now, he can't write a song. I will agree.
Quit dropping all the names.
So it's not paying homage.
Not if you do it every song on every album. It's not paying homage.
Why is it not paying homage every time?
Every time? Like, you pay homage to people. Do you drop
Pimp C? I don't. Do you drop Pimp C?
But so that doesn't make you not a Pimp C fan, because you don't drop Pimp C all the time, right?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying maybe he's just, like, overly excited about hip-hop.
For real? That's the excuse.
That shit was whack like a motherfucker. I fuck with Game.
I like 50 Cent. Hear my diss, SpongeBob.
This was the funniest diss album ever.
And Lloyd Banks is Dirty the Splatter. They my friends. It's like,
I went down to one of them bodega shits right there in Harlem. Got me a bootleg Lloyd Banks and Young Buck CD. Took that shit home, put it in my boombox. Thought I was about to be on some Radio Raheem shit. Man, that shit sounded like some Vanessa Williams 88. I mean, Olivia cute. But they said that bitch a man. So it's Black Wall Street for life now. Did you not?
300 bars and running.
Let's see if he name drops in this one.
He are a bunch.
Hear the breakdown. Past the Dozier, 45 in the holster, hollow tips to fold them niggas, they toy soldiers. Oh, that boy colder than Hofer, unless he's sober, like I'm the president. But this ain't the takeover. Now there's the speaker, bring your ears a little closer, for you call this a diss and you make over piss. Why would I want to do that when I'm just the new cat that was taught if a nigga take shots to shoot back? Defending his yard, yeah, standing his ground. I'm saying if you gon' retire, then hand me the crown. Nah, let Bleak do it, then throw him a concert in Madison Square. Watch everybody sleep to it. We can go bar for bar, let the line speak to him. But they say Bleak is over, let Chris and Neek do it. They say the wrong thing, I'm a
why is he dissing them?
Everybody had to get it.
See them niggas with the Sunnis, leave you wrapped in Philly. Then dashing groups like Vinnie Mac in Philly. Cosmic Calf Car said Kurt
Jack in Philly. The whole entire roster of Rockefeller in less than 2 minutes.
But it was hot. No. It wasn't as elementary as you were trying to make it.
When I heard that he was shot, what's the beat? When I make you on the spot, label signing anything, still searching for the pot. I put purple on the block, so I don't feel threatened when Ludacris say he coming for the number one spot. Act 50, you get lonely on top. You can hate me or love me, but now the cops the only homies you got. When it's beef, we eat, we win, baloney, we pop. You sell records, but a G, not. Acting big on the radio, to me, not.
He dropped Elvis' name, son. You've been name dropping since 55.
Shit on my back.
straight aftermath, phone it then loosen the strap. It get hot in here, let Lucifer rap. Bring hell to niggas when Drake producing the track. Take it to the streets.
Literally. New Jersey Devil, he knew exactly what name he was gonna drop at every point, cause you see how he started the Lucifer. I thought you wasn't supposed to put other people's names in your mouth.
But it was still homage. Hot.
But he's not paying homage if he's dissing you, Memphis Bleek, Dame. Fucking beans, everybody.
We be shouting out other people. It's still hot. At the end of the day, whenever we finish, this was a hot
I
want to
see him like shout out like politicians, like, you know, I take pictures while I'm holding money, like Mitt Romney. Then I go right back. Pop mines, how you gon' drop Olivia? You only drop dimes. I knew you changed when you start sleeping in that vest, dog. I don't need 50 cent, my niggas make collect calls. 1-800, split a faggot nigga wig. He got G-Unit wings, throw him off the Queensbridge. Now your career is over, we in QB. Banging CNN in the room, but T-O-N-Y, that's the home to Nori. You ain't the talk in New York, you're 16. DJ, did he say,
Nori? He said Nori too. T-O-N-Y, that's the home of Nori. That's a nice little flip to New York. That's the home of Nori. Talking New York at 16 is born. This is hot, man.
Like, I'm not saying it's hot, but
I see he needs
can
to
he
stop.
Go,
we'll see.
15 seconds without dropping a name. Like, go listen to the Doctor's Advocate. This nigga name dropped Dr. Dre and he wasn't even on Aftermath no more. Then he disses Dr. Dre. He's like, you know, that's just how it be sometime when you're on that liquor.
He bipolar, haven't you? Right now he'll diss you, and then next week he wanna be in the unit again.
Nigga, name drop Mike Jones.
He gonna say it 4 times. Can we stop it? Cause he's gonna say it 2 more times. But then he chops it. Do whatever. And I'm far from Houston, but you can chop it and screw it, do whatever to it. Put it in the store, the shit moving. Gave him 100 bars, didn't think I could do it. Came with 200, nigga. Nah, I'm not rich and still on. Or I'm not rich, still on. Yeah, and still on.
What's up with your boy, man?
Man, he's still. It was hot, like. And I was riding with Game at the time. 50 Cent put out the Massacre. I was like, get that nigga Game. Get him.
That the Assacre, you mean? The Assacre? That shit was
they
hot.
They had some of my songs on there, though. That, I don't even remember it. Y'all can look at this to June, March 27th. Fuck the world. Y'all know what time it is. This is Michael. This is why I mess with 50. Still. Thank you all. And I didn't even hear this till the beef is over.
He responded when he said, hey, he saying G-Unite, because guess what? I just trademarked it.
Yeah.
Ha, beef over. Real niggas do real things. Why you name dropping? I'm crippin', I'm too, I'm trippin'. Fuck 50, fuck Dre, fucking WA. Man, I'm Hurricane. And he rapping like Game.
Yes. That's why it was so funny. I write the best raps. But what about Snoop? Snoop shit ain't all that. Man, I get bad bitches now, I even fuck Maya. I fucked the first Game. 50, you a liar. See, that's why I hate you. You think you know me. I'ma tell everybody you shot my homie. I hope the police get you when you go to jail. The feds freeze your accounts and you can't make bail. I hope everybody on G-Unit go to hell. With Eminem, OB, Stack, Quo, and D12. So what, I was on Change Your Heart. So what, I was a stripper. So what, I never bang. I'm from Compton, nigga. Now horror films, they scare me. I watch action films very rarely. When it's comedy. Nigga diss them and start singing on the hook. It's starring me. No problem. That hoodie is a piece of food for that. I watch action films very rarely. When it's comedy or it's drama, it's starring me, no problem.
Moon shoot.
game, that shit ain't gonna sell. So the ads in the magazines, nobody can tell. Good luck with your next album, man, I hope it does well. You trying to be funny, D-Mac cut all my money. And Jimmy robbing me, they listening probably. Me and Face had a fallout, he really not my brother. We got the same father, but we got different mothers. Now,
and he dissing him and rapping like he rap, name dropping everybody. It's like that nigga Game raps with his Rolodex out, like he got contacts up in every name he see. Yeah, I'm gonna go call Tawana, then I'm gonna call Toya, and then I'm gonna scroll down and I'm gonna call Victoria. Like, nigga, what?
Right.
You gotta admit that's a bit cheesy, sir.
Still put out some.
Where's
music.
The progression?
Right. I mean, I see if he's doing the same thing,
years,
but
like eight years.
I'm not gonna just go against 300 Bars and Running, though. That's still a hot song.
No, 300 Bars and Running was hot, but he still name dropped.
So at the time, who was you riding with?
I couldn't ride with 50 after the Asticker, man.
I was riding with Game at this time.
I had to ride. I rode with Game then, even though his name should be Names and not Game.
So and then I'm like.
That Asticker, man, that Asticker was just horrible. Shit was hot garbage.
Right.
Like, I actually was listening to that on Spotify, and I have a playlist that has all the good songs from that album. Let me bring that up for y'all.
Clickety-clack, and when he goes into my piggy bank.
And his album cover had nothing to do with the massacre. It's like horrible Photoshop.
Look
at your song. This was your jam.
This was not my song. So now the same nigga wanna take us to the candy shop.
I take you to the candy shop.
I lick you like a lollipop.
Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
I wanna taste the water.
Yeah.
Didn't Game diss him over this?
Yeah. I think he did a 4 and then he did it in the 300 Bars and Running. Like 50 hit me with my music just a little bit. Of Olivia, man, just a little bit. It's something crazy he was saying.
My song is on that, what was that, Dear Summer? Where he rapped over this, like, that's Lloyd Banks' mama singing.
Yeah.
Game was stupid for that. So, let's see how many more we got on the list. So, we got Cube and Common, got Jeezy, Gucci Mane, Big and Pop, and Wayne and Jay-Z.
Actually,
you want to save those for another show?
Yeah, we can save those for another show.
Cap it off here.
We can cap it off here.
Cap it off. We're going to end the show on a high note with Names versus...
G-G-G-G-G-Net!
Versus two quotas.
Put syrup in your vitamin water.
Lil Wayne is horrible. Why? Like, Lil Wayne... I don't understand how Lil Wayne can be considered one of the best rappers by these youngsters when he's never won a battle. Like, where the fuck is hip hop going? You ain't won a battle. Like, you didn't beat Gilly.
Did he really battle Gilly though?
The fact that you didn't destroy, you could have just came out and said that nigga's a sucker.
Maybe that baby was like, nah, Woody.
Nah,
Woody.
Nah,
Woody.
We ain't trying. We ain't going.
Mess up the money, Woody.
We ain't trying to mess up the money over here.
Cause he ain't really this.
Oh, no, no. Here goes one of my songs from Massacre. Nah, that's from Curtis.
So that's my song, though.
Yeah. Only Mobb Deep song I like.
That was on there, though? I thought it didn't come out.
It was on the reissue.
Because that was my... But that Mobb Deep's verses are terrible.
Gee.
I'm gonna do my thing. You know I do my thing.
Trust me, man, it's okay. Bounce with me in slow-mo. When they hear the kid in the house, they're like, oh no. 50 got them open again. They open again. Got them sipping on that juice and gin. You can find me in the background burning
that
hot
beat. Who produced that?
Alright, so this is the this will conclude another episode of Somewhere in Outer Space podcast. I am your host, Space Mountain. Follow me on Twitter at SPCMTN
at Overcaring 007.
You can come check out the show. You can come check out the show on Facebook. Come like this at Somewhere in Outer Space. Our fan page. You can come check out the blog at Somewhere in Outer Space. blog.blogspot.com. You can come check out us on Stitcher. Check us out on iTunes. Subscribe, rate the show. Favorite the show on Stitcher. Stitcher is one of the greatest apps out there. I love it. And I listen to all my podcasts on there. So definitely check it out. Hit us with some feedback on the email at somewhereoutspace@gmail.com. Until next time, we'll see y'all this weekend, because we're going to do another one in a couple days. Have enough for y'all to enjoy. Do one every week. We're trying to get back on the schedule. We're getting closer. Quitting working the way we wanted to. So until then, see y'all later. All right. We out. Got the cold air back to no problem. In the club, feed them liquor, otherwise we starve. So much green getting twisted like potato. We got it. Let's go. No, I got what it takes to make the club go out of. The commission, Uncle Paulie, P. Diddy, Cesar Leo, De Janeiro, yeah. Charlie Baltimore, Iceberg Slim, the That's most right. Shady, Frankie Baby. We here. Do you know what beef is? Do you know what beef is? Do you know what beef is? Ask yourself. Do you know what beef is? Ha 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 ha. Check out this bizarre rapper style used by me. The B-I-G, I put my key, you put your key in. Money will be seeing, we'll reach the fucking ceiling. Check it, my calico bin cop. This rap Alfred Hitchcock drop top notch. Player hating gon' stop this instant. Rappers too persistent, quick to spit. Biggie name on shit. Make my name taste like ass when you speak it. See me in the street, your jewelry, you can keep it. That be our little secret, see me. Be that is, I that is, gee whiz. Motherfucker still in my bed. I hope they know my nigga gotta fucking kidnap kids. Fuck them in they ass, throw them over the bridge. That's how it is, my shit is laid out. What? Fuck that beef shit, that shit is played out. Y'all got the goal. All I make is one phone call. All y'all disappear by tomorrow. All your guns is borrowed. I don't feel sorrow. Actually, your man passed the gap to me. Now check this. What's beef? Beef is when you need two cats to go to sleep. Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time. What's beef? Beef is when you make your enemies start your G. Beef is when you roll no less than 30 deep. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be your ICU. Check it. I done smoke with the best of them. Shot at the rest of them. Was about 100 or more. Maybe less of them. Got my rocks off. That nigga from the Brook just be wildin' on you, just be styling on so you. And crazy. I tried to warn you, but your eyes fucked up. Now I cleared them shits with hits. You on the fucking bench. Pardon my French, but sometimes I get kinda peeved at these weak MCs with these supreme ball of life. Lyrics, I call them like I see them, G. Y'all niggas sound like me. Y'all was grimy in the early 90s. Far behind me, it ain't hard to find me. Number one with the booyaka. Give me the Remy and the Chronic. Ain't no telling what I do to y'all. It's obvious the game's new to y'all. Take them ends you make and spend them on the tutor, huh? One shot, I'm through with just beef. Beef is when you need two gas to go to sleep. Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time, what's beef? Beef is when you make your enemies start your G. Beef is when you roll no less than 30 deep. Beef is when I see you.
guaranteed to be in ICU. There'll be nothing but smooth sailing. When I spit shots, now your crew's bailing. All I got is heat and tough talk for you. Tie you up, cut your balls off just for you. Man, listen, straight torture. Look what that slick shit bought ya. A first class ticket to Lucifer. Real name Christopher. Watch me set it off like Vivica. Here lies your demise. Close your eyes, think good thoughts. Die while your skin start to glisten. Pale blue, hands get cold, your soul's risen. It's bad cause I just begun. We'll make this shit real bad, I was having fun. What's beef?
What's beef?
Beef is when you need two cats to go to sleep.
Don't
sleep. Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time, what's beef?
What's beef?
Beef is when you make your enemies start your G.
Start my
beef is when you roll no less than 30 deep.
30 deep.
Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. And I'm through.
And I'm through.
And I'm through. Life happens.
Now ask yourself. Do you really know what beef is?
Life after.
Then ask yourself. Do you really?
Life after.
Yeah, I like that. Big Nosh. Hitman, baby. Y'all know.